Hello, welcome to the QSource Quality Payment Program podcast. Our topic for today is Improvement Activity, IA PSPA 6, Consultation of the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. At the end of this podcast, you will know the requirements of the improvement activity and what is recommended for documenting for auditing purposes and have the instructions for running the reports recommended you retain in both the Tennessee and Alabama prescription drug monitoring programs. Please note that there are links within this podcast. You can find the transcript on the same site as the podcast. This is one improvement activity many providers are already participating in, and gives the provider credit for a process they may already have in place and merely need to review and update. It is the consultation of the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. With this activity, you would attest to reviewing the patient's history of controlled substance prescription using State Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, PDMP, data prior to the issuance of a Controlled Substance Schedule II, CS2, opioid prescription lasting longer than 3 days. For the transition year, clinicians attest to 60% review of applicable patient's history. For the Quality Payment Program Year 2 and future years, clinicians would attest to 75% review of applicable patient's history performance. This would be the consultation of the Tennessee CSMD and the consultation of the Alabama PDMP. Links are available in the description. The improvement activity is 15% of your final MIP score, 20% for APM. The required performance period for the improvement activity's performance category is at least a continuous 90-day period during the reporting period. This improvement activity is a high-weighted measure, which means if you have any of these special status designations, small practice, non-patient-facing, rural, or health professional shortage area, HPSA, the measure is 40 points and meets the total point value needed to obtain 15% in this category for 2019. Suggested documentation for the selected continuous 90-day period would be 1. Number of issuances of the CS2 prescription. Total number of issuances of a CS2 prescription that lasts longer than 3 days over the same time period as those consulted. And 2. Documentation of consulting the PDMP, CSMD. Total number of patients for which there is evidence of consulting the PDMP prior to issuing a CS2 prescription, e.g., copies of patient reports created with the PHI masked. When participating in the Tennessee CSDM registry, this report can be accessed by going to your individual login on the CSMD with your credentials and go to the Request a Practitioner Self-Lookup menu item to get the report. Enter the dates you are reporting and save, print a copy for your records to be kept for auditing purposes. In Alabama, the instructions are located in the user manual provided by your state. Link is available in the description. Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you have additional questions or need assistance in completing this process, please contact QSource at 844-205-5540, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time, or through techassist@qsource.org.